It was a remarkable moment on Capitol Hill this morning. Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake took to the Senate floor and unleashed a scathing criticism against President Trump for his war on the media. Flake said the president's use of the term enemy of the people to describe the free press was reminiscent of words used by Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin. He called Mr. Trump's constant attacks on the media shameful and repulsive. Flake's speech comes on the same day President Trump plans to hand out what he calls fake news awards.
Well, joining us to talk about all this, Gene Polosinski, President and Chief Operating Officer of the Newseum. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Good to be with you.
Senator Flake had plenty of other things to say in that speech today. Your reaction to his speech in defense of the free press?
Well, I think he put his finger on a couple of essential points. One, the press is not the enemy of the people. It is the representative of the people, and it often asks politicians of all stripes, and it has for centuries asked politicians uncomfortable questions. And I don't think that's disloyal. I don't think it's disingenuous. I think it's not opposition. It's simply doing the job the founders had in mind, to hold government accountable.
You know, one of the things that Senator Flake talked about was how many leaders around the world are now using the term fake news and in many cases to arrest journalists. Speak to that a bit.
Well, you know, that's, I think, one of the more worrisome parts of all of this. You know, every president at some point in his term has been critical of the press or comes to view the press in America as less than friendly. But we've rarely seen a circumstance that I can think of, perhaps during Nixon's term, but where dictators and despots around the world have looked to the United States and, in effect, said, if they're enemies of the people there, we can hold these same people to that standard or that appellation in our country and take action against them. You know, we're very fortunate in this country still the legal protections exist, but if you're in a fragile democracy or a place where there isn't a stronger protection of freedom of the press, being called enemy of the people isn't just rhetoric. It's often an actionable charge, and we're seeing people point to this and say, if it happens there, there's justification for doing it here.
We see polls where it seems more people these days distrust the media. How can the media better convince the public they're not giving out fake news?
Well, I think we can adhere to what Marty Baron, the editor over at the Washington Post, said. We're at work, not at war. You know, I think the worst thing that could happen is to become truly oppositional. You know, again, the press's role is not there to be, a cheerleader. We're to ask the tough question. But to fall into that role of responding, I think, is just a fool's errand. I think by doing their job, that is bringing people the news as accurately and fairly as they can, that's really the only ultimate remedy for both the Trump critics and the people who have been concerned about press fairness for longer than Trump's been in office. This isn't new to him.
You know, to some extent, the president seems to be grooming a lot of the American public to not trust the media. And there was a study that came out yesterday that showed among Republicans, even people who thought some news outlets were giving accurate information, if it was denigrating to the president or against the president, they were calling it fake news. How potentially dangerous is that for us as a fundamental democracy with the media as the fourth estate?
Well, I think you actually, again, had a very good point with that danger to democracy, because when opposition to a politician or a political movement or a party in power becomes less than a part of the democratic process, when it actually becomes in people's minds, as you said, irrespective of the truth of it all, fake news, we're losing the give and take that our founders felt was essential for our democracy. You know, we don't have free speech so that we can grunt. We have freedom of speech, so ultimately we can talk to each other, sometimes very sharply, very pointedly, insulting each other, but do so that we arrive at the best possible solution for the greatest number of people. And when that inability to share common facts or even any kind of beliefs or structure goes away, we lose that essential part of democracy.